Continuing in our Revelation Bible study, we're in the detailed outline, section 35, which covers Revelation chapter 14, verses 14 through 20, the reaping of the earth's harvest. And by way of summation, we have two reapings. We have the first harvest, which is the harvest of salvation of souls, described in Revelation chapter 14, verses 14 through 16, and those who are not at the first harvest, which is the harvest of the salvation of souls to the Lord Jesus Christ, those who are not partakers of that will be harvested for the purpose of divine judgment. So Revelation chapter 14, verses 17 through 20 reads, "And then another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar who had power over fire. And he cried out with a loud cry to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. So the angel thrust his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trampled outside the city, and blood came out of the winepress up to the horses' bridles for 1,600 furlongs." So as we said, those who will not be of the first harvest will be harvested for the purpose of divine judgment. And we look at Matthew chapter 3, verses 11 and 12, and Jesus spoke of this. Actually, it was John the Baptist who spoke these words. "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He," and he's talking about Jesus Christ, the Lord and the Judge, "will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." So the baptism of the Holy Spirit is given by Christ, and the baptism of fire is given by Christ. And we read in verse 12, "His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." So the gathering of the wheat into the barn is the gathering of the souls who are saved because of their faith in the Lord himself, in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That is an identification with the triune God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And that's what Revelation 14, 14 through 16 talks about. But 14, 17 through 20 talks about the identification of the unbeliever with fire. And this is a preview of Armageddon in Revelation chapter 19. So we'll talk about that when we get to it. There are a number of earnest warnings in Revelation chapters 19 and 20 to the unbeliever, to those who insist on their rebellion against God and their ultimate demise. Now, Revelation chapter 14 in verse 20 makes reference to the winepress being trampled outside the city. And the city, of course, is Jerusalem. And this will be up to the horse's bridles. And that's 4.5 feet high, 1,600 furlongs or stadia. That's 184 miles. So the winepress, this is the judgment against the unbelievers, those in the battle of Armageddon who are on the losing side, who are fighting against God, are going to have their blood shed outside the city of Jerusalem in the valley of Megiddo, the place called Armageddon. Like I said, we're going to get into a little more detail in Revelation 19. And there are going to be so many killed, and their blood is going to be so much that the trail of it, it's basically going to be a river, 184 linear miles long, 4.5 feet high. So this is going to be the greatest shedding of blood that ever had been or ever shall be. And this is what it's all leading up to, friends, on this earth. Ultimately, the The earth isn't going to last forever. And those who have placed their trust in this world, who are alive in that day, are going to be a part of this second harvest. Okay, we've come to section 36 in our Revelation Bible study. And this is the Revelation chapter 1 through 14 self-test. So we're going to review everything that we've learned so far in these past 11 hours of teaching. And the first question is, what are the two kinds of Bible prophecy? And which type is Revelation primarily? And if you've got your outline, it actually gives you the reference. It tells you where to find it in the outline. And it says 1C. And we read there that Bible prophecy can be divided into two categories, forthtelling and foretelling. Revelation is the only New Testament book devoted primarily to the second type of prophecy, that is foretelling. And Daniel chapter 12 can be understood as a fitting preface to the book of Revelation according to the prophetic continuum of Scripture. So, foretelling is God's telling of an event before it happens. Forthtelling is where we read in the Bible, "Thus saith the Lord," and that's the forthtelling of God. The second question, letter B in our self-test, is where in the Bible does it say that we cannot know the exact time of the end? And there are warnings against date setting in Matthew chapter 24 in verse 36, and again in Acts chapter 1 in verse 7. So anybody who tells you they know the day or the hour that Christ is coming back is lying to you according to those scriptures. So don't pay any attention to somebody like that. They are a false prophet. C. Jesus is called by four names which speak of his divinity in Revelation chapter 1. How many can you name? And I'll just pause for a second, see if you can get any of the divine names in Revelation chapter 1. The four names of Christ in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8 are these. The I Am, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and the Almighty. D. What is the three-point outline by chapter of the book of Revelation? Three-point outline of the book of Revelation. Well, Revelation chapter 1 is John's vision of the glorified Christ, the things which you have seen. So we're following in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 19. The things which you have seen are chapter 1. The things which are chapters 2 and 3, which deal with the seven churches of Revelation, and the things which will take place after this, and that's chapters 4 through 22. So the things which you have seen are the things which are for us in the past. These are the things that John the Apostle saw. Chapters 2 and 3 deal with the churches, those things which existed in that day and are still applicable today. And chapters 4 through 22 are the things yet future, and still yet future for us, by the way. E. What are the lampstands and the stars in Revelation chapter 1? Well, Revelation chapter 1 in verse 12 tells us that the seven golden lampstands are what? Yes, the seven churches. Revelation chapter 1 verse 20 tells us that the seven golden lampstands of verse 12 are the seven churches. Well, what about the seven stars? What are the seven stars in Revelation chapter 1? Well, according to Revelation chapter 1, verses 16 and 20, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, to whom the letters of Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3 are written. And we looked at this as the term allowing for literal angels, but a logical understanding of the meaning of the word in the context is that of the human messengers who delivered these letters to the churches, which are at the seven churches in Asia. And that brings us to the next question. The seven churches in Asia are and let's put them in order. The first church. Yes, Ephesus. Then Smyrna. Yep. And after Smyrna, what is the next church that we get to after Smyrna? Pergamos, the compromising church. Then Thyatira, the corrupt church. And Sardis, the dead church. Philadelphia, the alive church. And then, finally, Laodicea, the lukewarm church. And of these seven churches, which is the church that is described by the Lord as having lost its first love? Yes, it's the first church. It's the church at Ephesus. And we can read about the church at Ephesus, and we did read about the church at Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. The church which had lost its first love. Explain the difference between the Book of All Living and the Lamb's Book of Life. What's the difference between the Book of All Living and the Lamb's Book of Life? Well, in the Book of All Living, this is the name of all of the people who've ever lived. And one can be blotted out of the Book of All Living by virtue of being unsaved, dying unsaved. And the Lamb's Book of Life is God's record of all of those who ever have and whoever will put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for their salvation. And they do that by exercising faith based upon the revelation that they were given up until that time in history. For instance, Abraham had his faith was imputed to him, or excuse me, the other way around. Righteousness was imputed to him because of his faith in what God had revealed to him thus far. So Abraham stepped out in faith, but he also believed in the content of what God had revealed up until that particular point in time. So Abraham was waiting for a redeemer, right? After all, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, we have the first prophecy of a redeemer. And we look at the events in the life of Abraham, such as the sacrifice or the request of God, the test of God to sacrifice his son Isaac, his only son. That is the son through whom was to come the promise of the Messiah. And Abraham believed God even in that. He knew that God either wasn't going to allow it, or he was simply going to raise Isaac back from the dead, because God's promises will never come to nothing. What will be the prevailing spiritual condition on earth as the church age comes to a close? And now we're in section 15a. Prevailing condition on earth as the church age comes to a close. And the prevailing condition will be the general apostasy of the church. What is the next major event that will happen in history when Christ comes back for his saints? Yes, 15b, it is the rapture. Next, what event begins the seven-year tribulation period? Which event begins the seven-year tribulation period? The signing of the treaty between Israel and Antichrist. And that's in Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. How long is each half of the tribulation? Well, the whole tribulation is 7 years, so half of that is 3.5 years. Okay, I'll leave you to the self-test on pages 35 and 36 on your own time, and we'll pick up in section 37 in the next segment.